Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to episode 18 of A New Thing. A New Thing, I'm journaling the process of the Watford Church of Christ to myself, coming out of lockdown and into this new world, which is still very much affected by COVID, but not specifically by the lockdown in the way that we've had it over the last year and a half or so, and the lessons we're learning from what's gone on, what's going on now, and where we hope to be. And today, I don't have something that's quite so specifically COVID and lockdown oriented to share with you, but there is something I'd like to share with you, and if anything, actually ask for your prayers. So over the last little while, a congregation local to us that we know some of the people there, we have connections through family relations and so on, a congregation has come to the point where it's got a leadership vacuum and doesn't have a clear future. And so they've come to us and said, would we take over? And they have a church building, which of course we don't. We've been meeting in a school for a few years. And we've been praying and thinking about this for a while. And so what we've decided to do is for the next 2 months, which is November, December 2021, we're going to take our church services from where we are currently in the school and transport them over to this building in what's called the West Watford Free Church, the building they have. And we're going to take our services there and provide them as an opportunity for the people that are members there to come and join in with us. And I suppose perhaps the COVID connection here is that it's going to be an interesting new development for us, as we are quite a different congregation to that congregation. There are some similarities, but generally speaking, our congregation is mostly families. We do have some singles, love them too. And we do have some people in the congregation without perhaps the rest of their family or their spouses, and that's great. We love them too. But predominantly we're families with children ranging from, about 3 or 4 years old up to, up to teenagers and so on. Whereas the congregation we're going to, where we're taking our services, there's quite a lot of people there who are much older than most of us. I'm the second oldest in our congregation at the moment. I'm 60. But over there are several in their 70s, 80s, perhaps even some in their 90s. Then there are some others who are younger. But it is quite a different mixture of people. And so I suppose we're going into the unknown here. We are entering new territory again. I mean, it's new after the lockdown and things are different at church. And sometimes some people are not able to come for one reason or another, connected with illness, and we're trying to be careful with that. But going into a different building and into meeting with different people, we're going to have to think about some things. The older people there, how do we adjust the way that we sing, that we fellowship, that we are together as a church, considering there are some older, perhaps more vulnerable people there? How do we adjust that? What do we do with our little children who we love, but they're quite boisterous, they run around a lot, they're very energetic in the fellowship. And of course, they've not yet been vaccinated themselves. And do we try and protect the older people from them? And if so, how do we do that? Quite a few things to be thinking about. So I suppose if I have a question today is, what do you think we might want to be thinking about going into a new venue, this new building, meeting people we haven't met with before? We know some of them, but there's quite a few we've just never met each other before. And the handling of the different generational issues, I suppose, with the young ones who we want to feel welcome at church, but the older people who we don't want to feel threatened or fearful about their situation. What might you do? What do you think it would be healthy for us to think about in this circumstance? And above all, please, pray for us. Pray for us that the Spirit would make it clear whether he is in this, but in what way is he in it, and what does he want us to do? Well, that'll do for today. That's episode 18. Let me know what you think. You can email me, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Till the next time, take care and God bless.